try to go duch alle aloches, chumres, minhogim, shittes, and all the ganze dalet minim. Mit der Fern gut, some Sachen is aloche, some Sachen a chumres, and some Sachen a more briske chumres. Und wir wissen, that this year is very hard to get good at Israelien. If out oiver an Isur schoire and different Isurim, it's very hard to get good at Israelien. The Bible what I saw. So we mele mit der Wissen genoi alle Aloches, was heißt Shasadchak, was heißt ich kein Shasadchak. We'll start with Esrog. The first aloha in Esrog, the first psul, this year, Taki, this is the main psul that is going around in the market, is choser. If the Esrog is choser, it's posul. Esrog a choser posul. Now, choser is posul al shteit velekachtem lochem shetia lekicho tamo. Tamo, a ganze lekiche. Valsi do adin fun lekicho tamo. So the Kicha Tamo is only me'akev in the first day. The Chutzlo, it's the first 2 days. Now the Chison of the Kicha Tamo is afilu mashu. If it's epes choser in the Esrog, machlekes rishonim, we paskin, choser mashu uposu. But it's only in the first 2 days. In the other days, choser is kosher. But Repesach Tzvi Frank, in Mikroi Kodesh, in Sameiri, that b'shar yomim, it's mehudar not to have a choser. B'shar yomim, it's mehudar not to have a choser. So, me'ikar adin, you have to mark with an choser b'mashu. B'shar yomim, it's only a hidur if you could have an esrog that is not choser. Now, shteit in Shulchan Aruch niklaf kosher. If it's peel, it's kosher. Now, the shaila is, what is niklaf? This is basically alle heintike poiskim, everyone has their own sheet about it. Mishneh Berurah state, what is niklaf? The peel. Now the shaila is, what is the peel of an esrog? If you cut an esrog open, you see, in the inside is mamish white, there is like a thick area, greenish, and then the top is like a shiny green. The Mishneh Berurah is mashma, that kol zman, you peel the peel, and you see weiter green, that is niklaf. Mele allow these chosers, the film Mishneh Berurah, nicht that grace choser. Aber more from that little peel, it's already choser. The chaznishta is even deeper, till the white. Now, the different parts came behind, I have a shayla, some people say it's mamish, the shiny part on top, it's already peeled off, it's already a chisol. So you have to know exactly what is the shiur of niklaf. What is the shiur of niklaf? About other more, even if one basic, you know, I'm not saying you go to a road, you can't change, but if one guy tells you choser, choser, you have to know, you see a scratch, you see a kvetch, the Brits, they call it a kvetch. Nishkin, the nusach, say it's a kvetch. Someone gave it as a kvetch. So, bichlal nishkin choser. It's missing apples from the peel. Sometimes it's not even missing something from the peel. That's what the real brisket is called, a kvetch. When you give it with the nail, a kvetch. Now nothing is missing, it just pushed in. This is be'etzem not choser. So it's a kvetch. So a kvetch in the peel is kosher, l'kulal. Again, these things are very hard to pask in yourself, but at least when you go to ask the shaylas to know, is choser? Niklaf is kosher, we don't know exactly where is niklaf. Kvetch is also kosher. What's in the peel? Kvetch. How much is a kvetch? When it's a kvetch, when it's not a kvetch, you have to go to someone that knows a shtikl in a sroigim to understand. But if you see epes choser in the esrog, why I'm saying all of these things, the poiskim bring down that if you have a sofek choser, I'm not saying every bocher could pass in himself. Oh, but if it's a small little thing, and it's a suffix, if it's a choser, if it's in the bottom part of the esrog, yesh lehokel. Then if you're holding in a place, yourself, and you take out the esrog in the morning, and you see a zakvetch, if it's a small little piece. And if it's in the bottom part of the esrig, and you have a suffix, Efshar Dos Heis Takvetch, Efshar Dos Heis Taniklav, La Alocha, you could make a bracha. If you're Sfardi, then it's not so possible to make a bracha. But I'm not going to give it a support Sirufim, but the Iker Alocha is Choser is possible. Now, the second halacha is, this is v'lokachtin lochem, lekichatamo, is another halacha, hodo. You have to take a nice esrog. Now, on this hodo, I had a big shaila last year with the Gdeile Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And fakir ba'atra ba'ichvil her. Someone asked me, but the boss, I buy them every year esrog. So, you know, something I bought two Israel, you know, what I would say is nice, you would say it's not nice. That's balabatim hefech. Because I got two Israel, he comes to me 2 hours before Yontif, he writes from Chutz La'aretz, no, where's my Israel? Tell him, if you don't have two Israel, Ichal dos is shena. He tells me, Ichal dos is shena. So I told him, gesunter hey. But I want to tell you that I'm a maybe, at least more from you. So I'm telling you, this is hodo. I mean, you think it's nicer. You're buying a jewelry for your wife. You're buying hodo. So he told me, that I'm doing the mitzvah, when my house, I buy the designing, and my mitzvah, I decide. Maybe he decides, in his mitzvah. So I called up with Nissim Karelitz, not available, I asked his gabbai, I told him, go in now, I'm not sure if I want it. And I told the Shaila that day, lefi what you could wear hodo. And it's very telling a lot of people, emotional. I, personally, I like this thin little Israeli. I think they're nice. Most people think about a festa esrog looks much nicer. Again, by the chsini, mit a gal from the main Sinai. Yeah, no, you're talking. The litvish, I think it's not nice. So that double in the middle. But the shayla is, the few what you could wear hodo. And you should, about the bakish, you should, no. You feel good to come with us a festa esrog. You know, and I'm saying, a litvish, you should. That's a garnish, you know. So the shayla is, lefi what goes hodo? Lefi you personally, or lefi the people? Dainu, hodo is individual. Every person decides what is nice by him, his taste. All of them have gained some maybe. So say again, what is a hodo? So Reb Nissim Karelitz, then I called him Sir Yankee Fisher, told him, the chuf ar yondev, ar dap red mi darov, so we see what's the yare. And the zel bezach Rav Neuvel, all the three told me, it's poshut, you go lefi the person. He decides. L'umas dem Reb Moshe Sternbuch, midnoch ha-polta mil-rechomim, I don't know how to say the Rishimis, told me it's poshut, me gay lefi the belt, v'chefze. Was is shein b'chefze, das is hodo. But you decide what is hodo. What is hodo b'chefze, das is hodo. So, when the Choshev Tavid Chachom Yerushalayim wanted to tell me that Efshar is told in the Machlekes in the Sifri, in Pashas Kiseitze, in the Sifri state, כי סייצר המלחום על הווכו ורואיסו משיב יו אישה סיפה סטויה. ספרי בינגזר יוכל אפילו כאורו, אבל למה וחושק טובו? רב לזר לא אומר, אין את צורך, יפה סטויה, ואין אום יפה סטויה. ואיזו למחלק את זה ספרי, שד עם תאיר ורואיסו יפה סטויה. אין את זוג, מדווגן פרגן בברץ. סיהי שתה יפה סטויה, ואין שכן סטויה. זה דין יפה סטויה. צפי דבר כאן שכן דין יפה סטויה. אז אין מן שיפה סטויה, זה עושה את יפה סטויה. מי כן מחל אקזיין פה נסטרויגן זה לא זר. אבל חושב אתה מתחורך על נסטרויגן שכן. He said it very early. אז פה רבחיים קרייז וטול מי תהים את זה פסקלור הסופק, זה כן מכריע. היא כן יש מכריע זה. אבל זה מסתבר, כמו יש גנרלית של הסוג את סלייטן, אני אמרתי מסתו גסח זכם, but it came out to me אחר לימוד העניין, that in Esreg is more mistaber as megeit, even the Meister Allah Rabbonim Zagim Fakir, it's a schwer to me to say, but it's mistaber that megeit lefi the chefze. Because, and Taisa says in Sukkah Lemoshu, from where you know you have to have a nice Esreg. Rashi zog, ze keili ve'anveyu. Zog Taisa, ze keili ve'anveyu, because the terikulu is not me'akev. And in Esreg, we know Hodor is me'akev. Zog Taisa, no, in Esreg shteit, ve'lokachtem mochem pri eitz Hodor. This is the reason Hodor is Me'akev. And the Hidur in Esrog is not Stam HaHidur. Why Klal Yisrael has so many Hadar in Arba Minim? But it says, Lekachtu Mechem pre-Eitz Hodor. The Chefze of the Esrog is Hodor. That is clear. The Chefze of the Esrog is Hodor, Meretav Lefi the Chefze. Lefi the Chefze means that the Chefze is pretty. you think that it's pretty. The male is mistaber that you have to take the esrog that the Welt made. It's a grace of chumre. You see people spend hundreds of dollars, no one holds in their taste. Chaval on the girl. It's kedai to frag in the rov, does haste hodo, or the haste is kenodo? Nachdem is going to noch erscheinen, but I'm sure Zalman in Neuerbach. Someone has two mistrogen. One nicer one from the other one. What to give to your father, what to take to yourself. To give the nicer one to your father, and the schwacher one to yourself, and the kaya mitzvahs esse, the reise von kibud aveim, instead of hidu mitzvah. Or it's better, amen, to give the nicer one to yourself, and the schwacher one to your father. So if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gepasken, to take the nicer one to yourself, and the schwacher to the father. But in the cheshbon for mitzvahs, it's not like kibud aveim. As if you don't go back home, because your parents are nervous, because you have to stay and learn. There's no inyan to mechabit kibud aveim on cheshbon for mitzvahs. The zelda zach, there's no inyan to give you nicer esrog to your father. No, Shlomo Zalman said it, the father pays for both esrogim, you know, that's the zishke mandava. But this year, you know, the oilam went to pick and shviz, it could be finished that day. But if your father pays, maybe it's not just ketab. But then, one of the G'dalim didn't like Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak. It was a whole tumor, it was a whole machlekes. It was under the time. The whole machlekes in Yeshiva's Koter, and Amish almost the Yeshiva closed because of that psak. It was two Talmid Chachamim and a father, and one gave the Nasmah to them. So he came to Rav Shlomo Zalman and he said, but he thinks that Kibbutz Abbas Mechayez, especially if you daven, like a bocher goes to daven by his father, or you get married by a shver, to give the nice one to your father, and to stand near him in davening and to shackle him. But that's not even mechubad ikazah. But that's even kibud aves mechayev. For sure, if you live in one country, your father lives in a different country, to send the nice one to your father is nish b'seida. The nice one is for mitzvahs. And cheshmen for mitzvahs, we don't make kibud aveim. But give the nice one to your father, and with the ganze covered, like all the little kids, you stand near your father and you shake his lulav. So you also have sai mitzvahs lulav, and sai kibud av. So I'm telling you, yeah, that's nish gemeint of nish. That's a kluge mensch, that's not a takin. So this maise, I said over already a couple of years ago. So Yid called me up from Lakewood, mit a taine. Chalat a nishkan taine, especially if you understand the beginning, it's the chalat bichlal nishkan taine. Yid called me up from Lakewood. Told me, he heard, I said over in Shir, as a maise, Shlomo Zalman. Told him, yeah, what? I'm here from Shlomo Zalman, a psak, and I'm going to maise. I'm going to go to the maise. Told me, he lives in Lakewood. And in Lakewood, as Eric Gizot, it's two kinds of chalas you could buy for Shabbos. There's one kind of chalas you could buy for Shabbos, swir chalas. They make them inside of that tin. And there's a geflochte of that. They make them on tins. The ones that are square are made in a tin, there's a bit more oil inside. It's a milk geschmack. As Eric Gizot. So here, every Shabbos, he goes especially to the bakery, or he's a voidot. And he buys this square chalas for Shabbos. You come in a ride for Shabbos, he bought five chalas, he put them in his car. He's standing in the store to pay, come to Haina in Gemar, finish Seder now, I could buy two square ones, fuck them, Gendik. I can't come home now, Shlom Bayis, you know, my wife told me to buy in the morning, she wants Dafka square ones, can't she come in a Ema? So I told him, no problem. Here's the keys in my car, take from my car, I will manage. As you come in the home, Lel Shabbos, I put out the chalas. So I have two square ones. Now I had one geflechte, and one a square one. Well, you frag my kinder, I was zu machen am moitzi. And the one that is more tasty, that is more hodo, the geflechte, the square one with oil, other the one that I was mekayim geschmack in mitzvah. That's the hidu. This geflecht, the one that I changed for a square one, and I made Yenot to have a shlem bais. This one I made a mitzvah. So I'm not sure on what I have to make a moitzi. And the sweet one, the chefzeh, on the one that I made a mitzvah. I didn't know what to do. I came to Eretz Yisrael, they told me. I went into my Leib Shteyman, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and I asked him to shine. And both of them told me, say, avada, you have to make a moitzi and the sweet one. I was like, you make a mitzvah, the lo man Yenotano. Kum in Shabbos Kodesh, the one that is more tasty, that is the hero. So I asked him, so I was getting a look. That's what he called me, I said, no. And I asked him, and I put more everyone says, it's posh you have to make in the sweet one. When you made a mitzvah and the other ones, you go, shht. So told me, I gefragt them, that it's a steer to the meiser with the Rebbe. The famous meiser, one of the Gdele Rebbe, maybe the nomen, a meiser Shehoyim is up. That this Rebbe came into shul, allemal the Rebbe would make the bracha and the esra, you know, all the chassidim gestein, the Rebbe gemacht na'anuim. This year the Rebbe comes in, you know, the Gabe nehmt harov the pishten, and the Rebbe holds the esra, and the Rebbe says, nee, I can't ish machen a bracha. What's the geschehen? Was a Yidden stot that every year he would buy an esrik for 200 rubles. And the ganze stot, a litvish Yid, would come to bench on his esrik. This year, in the way that he was in the way to buy the esrikim, he heard someone crying in the house. So he went over to his house. He saw Almane with Yisoyimim crying Erev Yontef. He asked him, what's the geschehen? They told him, we don't have any choice for Yontef, what gomish? He took the whole 200 ruble and he gave them for a tzoyes yontif. He was left with a pol piastel. With these pol piastels, he went to the store. What is left over, you know, what you can buy for a pol piastel. He went over, he bought like a small little esrik. And he said, you know, Voskim and Tov, you're selling me malmames, more chashiv this year, you will have a small esrik. He got up in the morning, but he was embarrassed to go to shul. Alle will kommen zu machen a broche, ja, so esrig, bekoishi, bekoishi kosher. So he went to the chsidish of his melosh to daven. And he was standing in his corner there on the side, and davening. Kids and the Rebbe, is ready to make the broche, sagt the Rebbe, nein, sido a esrig, as schmeck do von Ganeid. And the Rebbe geht a room and a room, bis the Rebbe kommt zu ihrem Platz, and the Rebbe sagt, av dos mat machen a broche. And I found out, dass er ein Sipur Musmach. I think the Rebbe Rebzusha, the meinte, geht, so I asked Mr. Mizet, as was we gemacht a mitzvah of the Esrek, af dem and af me ach mabroche. So I have two kashas, he told me. First I have a kasha, vi Reb Chaim Kanievski and Rav Shteyman told me to make a broche on the tasty one. Zweitens, why Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't say to give the nice one to the father, and the many yours will be much more mehuder, as was gemacht a mitzvah. As they will be the meiser. As we macht a mitzvah, fakar. But the tenth is poshut. The meisim the Rebbe medar verstehen. But the few we said is not sad bichlal, even if normal, for sure you do a mitzvah with a zach, see, heist a choshe v'zach, and after in the brochus, the mochim to ding tzachtake, they gave over a chale, it's a choshe v'inyan, but legabe yisroigim is no shaykh. Because yisroigim dav zayin mehudar bechefze, pri eitz hodo, shmek gan eden biz mochim to gomish. In yodim, Rebbe has more zachim. But when we're speaking on Hidur Mitzvah, our Chiyuv is Hidur Mitzvah, it doesn't help that by Inyonim, it's a Hoichere Esrig. And other Mitzvahs, Nefshah, a Hoichere Esrig is good. Though the Maile is, the Heftze from the Mitzvah, the Esrig of Zayin Mehuda. Noch Hazach, Chassam Sefer Paskins, a lot of times in the middle of Sukkot, the Esrig gets brown. Very brown. So if it happens before Sukkot, it's possible. Even if it's brown, it got a lot of brown spots all over. So he has menumo. It's a psul from menumo. Some poskim are machmir even, that if some areas are yellow and green, and a very strong difference, it's also possible that's menumo. Among the esrog could be clean and ganzen. One area is very yellow, one area is very green, again very yellow, it's psul that's menumo. Gedolei poskim Yerushalayim pasul b'teres vaday. The same thing, sometimes if people touch the esrog too much, it gets brown spots. It's a psul, that's menumo. Psul menumo. Sometimes it happens in the middle of Yontif. Like a lot of good times it happens. Chasam Sefer Zog, si kosher lekatchile. Va si hidu mitzvah. You see so much people use it doing sukkahs, si hidu mitzvah. So first, we're learning halachas tonight. So first to know the halacha that it's kosher. But I don't want someone will ask me to chastir to the ganze red. But it's in Ishkin stir, it's posher to say. But don't forget, the chefza from the Esrik varies that we use the Esrik. It's posher to say. Le mevinim sin Ishkin kashe. Le mevinim sin Ishkin kashe. When I wanted to meoir this year, chumre, as in that machmir zayin, even if you don't have to say for, but did they have a uvde, I was just mad with Yankee, I was mad with the shtickle more claw. He said to Rivo from the Chazanish, that if your hat gets dirty in Shabbos, the Chazanish, once someone, his hat got dirty in Shabbos, like, oh, it's oil, pull. The Kittles, he took off his hat, and he was walking without a hat, you know, so that, music hat. The Chazanish asked him, where's your hat? So he told him, you know, the chump. Building, I gave a chunk. Kenish. Like, this is covered Shabbos. Mizet, you're not taking it off in Shabbos. This is covered Shabbos. So again, don't ask me to steal it what we say. Fakel, the chetzif in covered Shabbos is, as me hitzach melach is Shabbos. This can steal it in Yonim. In Yonim, I esrig, with the given almoni, with the esrig, we machnish can the esrig, a shener esrig. But what is covered Shabbos? As a person is going around with mitzvah Shabbos. As a man gave me the esrig, as God's klal Yisrael was touching this esrig, so much mitzvah's esrig was done on the esrig, that it hit the mitzvah from esrig. This is anders from the inyoni. You can't understand it. But, that's the zog nachumre, it's poshut, but I saw a lot of people are nichshal in it. When I was after my chasen there, I was in England for a year. So I wanted to buy esrig, I wanted to buy the best esrig. I went down to the moichar esrig, my shver had a schus to chip first, the first one, and the second best. So, they wanted then, to go to space, 200 pound, to space, nicht dort. So, then, I get out. So, I come home. The third day, the fourth day, gets all brown. No one came to shake my lulav yet, you know. So, you know, five times I touched it, six times I touched it. You know, it got brown. So, I was very upset. So, first, you know, I was like, I'm going to go, if I can't, custom safer. So I'm asking to give it to who, you know. So I'm upset, but I was very upset. Even younger, obviously. And I said, El Sachai, make a chtoes. An esrig that is worth 200 pounds doesn't have to get brown after 4 days. Why do these people get chapping for them? Ich gehe zurück, ich will nicht mass. So okay, I was on the way to go back. Another way I changed my mind. I said, Chas v'sholem. Why? El Sachai good, a big chumbe. The first day, I shake this lulav. Second day, I shake the esrig. The third day, now the fourth day, it became brown. Now, if I go and I tie in mekachtoes, the salevi is masbir, there's two kinds of mekachtoes. There's one mekachtoes, you go to buy a table, you come home, it's a chair. It's kemul nishgiben ha-mekach. You don't have to make mekachtoes. It's kemul nishgiben ha-mekach. There's another kind of mekachtoes. You buy a table, you come home, it's a shake. There, the pshat is azay. If you go back to the store and you tell him, Hel tachayin mekach toes, you have a right, a shaking table you don't want. But if you don't go back to the store, the mekach is not bottom. If you bought a table and came a cheer, you have to call up to ask permission to use the cheer. You never bought it. But if you bought a table and it's shaking, you have a right to return it. Now, pshat is azay. An esrig that got a bit brown, not if I bought an esrig, I'll get a lemon, the nishkin, the mekach toes bechefte. I bought an esrig, it's shaking. It's brown. Now, if I go and I give it back, misbar lemafreya, that the esrog was never mine. So the first day of the sukkahs, I was not yoytze lochem.
About
the gomish. I have to come back and tell him. Machshav is the gomish. To go to mevatel the mecca. Why I say, a lot of times I go and geula chalamoed, I see bochur running out of the lips, my adasim got dry, I'm going back to give it back to him. This is not the seder. Mishnah Nipposhet. You give it back, you lost the mitzvah for the first day. Because the first day has to be lochem. If you make a mekach toes after the first day, so you mevarel and afreya that you lost the first mitzvah. Well, it's better to leave it to mekayim the mitzvah than to make a mekach toes.
Why does that
mekach toes lavol afreya? No, but I don't care about mekach toes. Mekach toes, mekach toes. Mekach toes. Now another zach, you have to mark it on the esrig. You have to mark it on the esrig that will not have black and white dots. Now the halacha is like this: in the top part of the esrig, a little black dot and a white dot passel the esrig b'teiras vaday. In the bottom part of the esrog, only if it's three dots in different ways it will passel. But on the top part, even a little dot passels. Now two halachas we have to know. Post haste the top part. So the halacha is the place that the esrog starts to go down. The shipua. Look at the esrog. From the place that it starts to mishtapea. Klape mala. From there you can't have not a black dot and not a white dot. Now the halacha, the shear of black and white, the halacha is like you hold it from this, like 10-15 centimeters from your eye. If you see it, it's possible. If you don't see it, it's kosher. Because the psul is out hodo. This reason it's possible all the days. Hodo possible against the sukkahs. If you don't see it, it's not possible. For sure, the machmirim look with glass to check. They're not sure. Maybe our eyes are shvache eyes. Maybe someone else has better eyes. We have to know what chazal meant. But the igar aloch, if you go to the old poskim, they hold it like this, and thus it does. Some, the machmirim, they look in the glass also, the magnifying glass, because they say, after you see it in the magnifying glass, you take it off, you write, you can see it. But that is chumras. But listen, the ikara aloha is, if it's not nearly a 9, 10, 15 centimeters, it's kosher. Again, lekatchila, we don't want to know that. Now, the musig is bletlach. Now, this is a very shver zach, what is bletlach? Now, the difference is black dots are black dots. White dots are white dots. The hainu. The esrog himself gets black or gets white. Sometimes you have black dots that are not real black dots. When they spray, this year I hope they didn't spray them, but when they spray the esrogim, sometimes little black dots stick on the esrog, and then the esrog grows over, you see a black dot. This is kosher. Chasam Sefer says the black has to be mi'a esrog atzmo. Same thing, Mare Lovon has to be that the esrog himself became white. Bletlach are something else completely. When the esrog is growing on the tree, it gets a bang from a different leaf. Bletlach. Bletl is a leaf. The esrog gets a bang from a leaf. Bletl. That bang makes a little scratch in the esrog. It's not chosar because it's on the tree yet. And then the esrog, like in a sword, puts on a zagelet, a scar is a, that scar is the bletl. The bletl also looks a little bit white. He doesn't pass on the esrog. So it's white, bletl doesn't pass on. Now, it's a different chumre that people don't like bletlach, is a mishne, also chazozis al gabo posu. If it's a chazozis on the esrog, it's posu. Some people are choishesh that every bletl is a chazozis. Now, the Iker HaHalacha is like that. Even bletlach are not chazozis. Chazozis is like a bubble, it's under zach. Aber chumre shroi lochush, if you feel the bletl with your hand, you pass and you feel like, mamish, like, when you pass over the esrog, you feel like a real hard piece. That bletl is better not to have. If you don't have a festa bletl, it passes with the esrog, it's not a marilovon, it's a bletl. But it doesn't stick out very strong. Then meikar adin it's kosher, la'aloche it's kosher. Again, the machmirim don't want to see no bletlach on the top part of the esrog. The choishesh efshe chazozis efshe siyah marilovon. It's even a machlekes apoiskin if you have a black dot on a bletl. Some people say no, black passes in the esrog. A black dot on a bletl is garbage. And again, this is the Ikar HaHalacha. But again, the Hidu, what everyone looks at, is clean completely. This year, if you went to pick from the Pardesim, if our Bletlach has come out, impossible. Because the Esrogim blow around, and they get scratches, and they get Bletlach. But again, if it's not heavy Bletlach, so then Ikar HaDin is no more to be Machmir. It's only Chumre. Even if it's sticking out, Ikar HaDin it's kosher. This is on the top part. On the bottom part, if it's not al-ruboi, there's no problem with bletlach bichlal. What? Make a tchile if you could find all the bletlach. Now there's another chumre, a black dot on the pitten. So, and the dry part of the pitten is gomish. The shal is on the stick of the pitten, if you have a black dot. So Reb Chaim wanted to say that it's kosher. This is like a ribbon from Reb Chaim, that it's kosher. A black dot and the pita. We are machbir le maise. But we only machmir in one kind of pitmir. There's two kinds of pitmir. When you have an esrig, sometimes the pitam looks like an esrig, the same color. Like sometimes the pitam looks like a tree already. If it's like a tree, if you have a black dot, it's a golish. If it's mamish like the esrig, then it's roy to be machmir not to have a black dot on the pitam. Now I have to go to the Iker Shaila of pitam. The Maaseh says, two min hogim in Klal Yisrael, more with all the years where the Litvishe took a esrog without a pitam, and the Chsidishe took a esrog with a pitam. Avada we magdim as chas v'sholem and rebbe shakegen min hogim, and kol kahal v'kahal yase kifi adosek. The aloch is that zeh, a esrog on a pitam, a esrog that the pitam fell off, is posul. Thus adin shul chonoruch. Nit al pitmoso in posul. Nitlo pitmosri posu, tof resh memches, seif zayen, nitlo pitmosri posu. Why? It's two reasons. Other because choser, other because hodo. Choser, the pshat is the esrog really grows with a pitam. It's missing a part of it. Another reason, no. Esrog could grow without a pitam. Avel chetzure hodos, sinishken hodos. Zog de ramo, וכל זה כשלא יהיה לו פיתה מאוילו, that it grew out of פיתה. משולתי. כל זה that it's possible זוג ברמו, כשהיה לו פיתה ונופל, אבל אם גודל בלא פיתה, כושר. The ganze psul, the state in Mishne, nit lo pitmos a posul, as he given a pitam, and the pitam fell off. Aber lo yetzuyer, it grew it out of pitam, it's kosher. V'chein roi ba'esroigim b'medine shalom. So if it grows it out of pitam, it's kosher. Now, why the litvashe? Okay, so l'churet, you have to have a pitam. If it fell off, it's possible. If it never had a pitam, it's kosher. So why the litvashe took a esrog without a pitam? Say that, I mean, stay to have a pitam. So the Ramo, if it grew it out of pitam, it's kosher. The reason was, because the maize, it's very hard, you see when you go to the powders, the maize, the pitmim fall off. It's very hard. So how people have pitmim? Lemon is a very strong tree. Somebody went to the powders and saw the esroigim are very, very shvacha trees. They have to have holders, supporters. No tree has enough supporters. Esroig is a very weak tree. So it's so weak, the pitmim fall off. So when people went, they took lemon looks like an esrog, and they took juice of lemon, and with a shot, they gave the trees shots of lemon sauce, and this made the trees, the esrog look the same, but if you do it to the tree straight away, everyone has a pita. So the Litvishes didn't want to touch with a pita. These recently, someone Shapira was megale a secret how to get the pitmin back. He found it from a soldier that was in the Vietnam War. And then when America was spreading all different things to kill people there, was oranges trees. A lot of orange trees. And all the oranges trees started to get pitmin. So he was a soldier there. And he, after the war, he went to find out that chemical. And he realized that chemical gives a very strong strength to the earth where you grow the fruits, that the fruits that have the potential of place for a pitam could wax a pitam. So what they do is they don't put it on the tree. They put in the pardesim a little bit mamish epis from that chemical from the war, and all the Israelim come out with pitam. This is the mitzvah. This is the secret. This year, for sure, Shviz, no one did it. There's not no pitam around. So Be'etzem, after we know that is ways to get pitmin today without Shalif and Murkev, so Fakat, it's better to get a pitmin. Not only that, has to grow without a pitmin. If it grows with a pitmin and the pitmin falls off, it's possible. When you get an esrog, you never know, especially today that they start to use the chemicals, you never know if it was with a pitmin and it fell off or not. So if you buy an esrog with a pitmin, Ma'atoy v'manoy. If you buy an esrog without a pitmin, maybe it fell off. So the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be like a little ring and tab that you could see that it didn't grow falls on the tree, when it's mamish in the beginning, without getting a bang, it fell me'elov, or even if it got a bang, Rosh Hashanah wants to say maybe, if you see a little ring on top of the place of the pitten, you know that it grew mainly without a pitten. This is Moshe Heller has mamish chumras, how deep the different sheet is. Some people are machmir more, some people machmir very much more, some people are machmir less. But this is the Ikar Adin, that this is the reason you could take an esrog out of pitten. But the problem is that the Choshev Yid was megale, that the Maisa Lechura has no mokum to take an esrog without a pitten. Why? The Goyen, after that aloche, that nitlo pitmoso is posu, but if grew without a pitten, it's kosher. Zog the Ramo, zog the Goyen, v'chein mashna b'mishna, nitlo pitmoso is kosher. I'm sorry. Nitlo pitmoso is posu. Sigiven a pitten, and the pitten fell off. Nitlo pitmoso is posu. Mashma, if it never had a pitten, it's kosher. V'chein das a Rambam b'yeredei yasimenun. Azay zog the Goyen. So the Goyen paskens like the Ramo, that if it never had a pitten, it's kosher, the litvishavet. Medrikin Mishneh, nitlo pitmoso is posu. Sigiven a pitten, and the pitten went off. But if it never had a pitten, it's kosher. וכן דעת הרמב״ם בירידי הסימן נון. So you look in ירידי הסימן נון. בוא שתהיה מירידי. That an animal that is missing a aver, missing a lung, is a treife. חוסר in an animal is a treife. What would be an animal that is not missing a lung? It grew without a lung. When he was born only with one lung, not with two. זוג the first sheet a treife. ויש מתירים, הרמב״ם, ובמוקרים הפסד מרובה, יש לסמך. זאת אומרת, זה ברמו. An animal that doesn't have a lung is a treife. If it grew like that, treife. And the רמב״ם זוג, why? זוג, the רמב״ם, שתית in מישנה, נית לו הריאו, treife. Was given a reo, ונית לו הריאו. משמע, if it never had a reo, it's kosher. That is the רמב״ם. זוג, in alle פויסקים, in ירידיה, only the mokim at chak b'shat al chak. So the mele. And the Ramo state, we call the sheloi hoyo loy pitom. Shenof ala pitom. Avol im godal beloy pitom kosher, v'chen roi v'esroigim b'medinas eilu. Like in the place of the Ramo, all of the esroigim didn't have a pitom. So it was mamish a matzad of hefzad merube. So you could say mechan the Rambam, that the chisoron from chosher, it's only if it grew without a pitom. Only if it grew without a pitten, it's kosher. As even the Rambam says in Yeridei, that an animal that grew without a lung is not treife. But only a mokim hefsed merube. But today, that is so much is throwing him around, or at least the neighbor near you, the chassidish guy that's dining near you, has an esrog with a pitten, so nishkan hefsed merube. Have shakovet merube, but nishkan hefsed merube. Go over them and shake his lulav. An esrog. So this year, if it would be very schwer to find a tzroigim, can't sign this year you can make it, l'shtik with the hefzad merube. Aber l'chure, l'fi de goyen, is no mokim to be makel to take a esrog. In my side, I heard the gdoyle oylem, the gdoyle apoyskim in Yerushalayim, try taka very much makpi to have a esrog on with a pita. I heard manage the gdoyle oyroi in Yerushalayim, recently a very choshish to it, to have a esrog with a pita. And she's only b'shas at chak. I say, Abacher goes, oh, no, we take without a pitum. What do you mean you take without a pitum? And Shnaz, we take without a pitum. And because I love it. Esrog needs a pitum. If it grew without a pitum, yes, it's a hokel b'shas
adchak. You're afraid that when you travel, it's going to fall off.
Shas adchak, Hashem ha'osi, the chvesh. So it's that, but you get to the shul, your neighbor has a pitum, shake his esrog.
But
by
treif,
it's
adchak. What?
the Mishnah, and Kedas Aram, and Aram never said the deal.
Besides, I'm asking the
Tzvei for the Tzvei. Yeah, Chosam. Yeah, but it's a din mechusar eiver. The Mishnah says
mechusar
eiver can't live. So what? The Mishnah din chaser. I'll be moisiv ein zach. Listening already for years, I'm going around and hacking the oilam to start to take pit me. So the chosh v'yid came over to me and told me, tshuvas ha-rosh, v'ramoz mokir of tshuvas ha-rosh, and tshuvas ha-rosh state that it's kosher. Tshuvas ha-rosh state that it's kosher. If out of pitem. The mokir from the ramoz tshuvas ha-rosh, שרוי וסרויגי במדינסינו אין להם פיטים, זה כושר. So, what are you telling me, שעס עד חג? זה תשובס הראש. Told him in שוב. The תשובס הראש learns that the reason if you don't have a pitum, it's kosher, and when it falls down, it's possible, it's because hodor. It's not hodor if it doesn't have a pitum. We said two reasons why if you don't have a pitum, it's possible. Either because it's not hodor, or because it's not chosr. If it's not hodor, it's not nice. So places that the esrogim grow different, it's nice. Gemara says esrog akushi posul, but in a schwarze country, it's kosher. Forget dating black is nice. There's a big more. So if all the esrogim grow out of pitim, you can't say it's not hodor. But the rosh holds hodor, so maybe he said it's kosher. And we pass him, we're gonna have roam, it's chosr. And chosr dog de goyim, nefshtot ach tzutzum, you're there. So I tried to get with a pitum. This year, it's very hard to find, but even with other pitum, I didn't find a good answer. Look, the Zelbe Zach, when we spoke in Hidu, Ander Zogin, Arene Esrik, on Bittul Teire. We know there's no Shachas, let's see what we learn. Hodor is Bechefze. He could check at the Rebbe's Esrik. Aber you want an Esrei, rein on mit Lutheran, wenn ich helfen muss. Because you have to have an Esrei bechafze. For sure, Abochim darf nicht misbadel sein, because again, you have him from the Zalman's vault, you could go to shake by someone else. You could shake by someone else. I'm not saying chas v'sholem, I could not say, as Torres, I'm saying not to, not chas v'sholem to be badel teire. Vali, Abochim doesn't have no head to go to look for his Esrei. Because I come from the Zalman Erbach. And you could take a Shana Esrei by Yenem. To have our own personal esrog to feel good, told me the best of Sovana esrog arena on Bittul Teire. But I'm saying, it's no musig of Shana. Epshah Bittul Teire is Odif. Chad v'sholem. I don't want to misunderstand. Avadim is told Bittul Talmud Teire can make it kulam. To mehadar if ha-mitzvah of Cheshav from Bittul Teire, chad v'sholem. So I treif it again. Man, different yeshivas have a zech ha-minogim. Our yeshiva, the minigas, we sit and learn. I'm just saying, the words, and that is... the words arein on mit der no is hanisch kan tam to gabe es das mir zu sagen aber warte was wir da machen da sitzen wir und hast schon not understanding wrong mein gomisch na the shear of esrog is 100 gram the weight of the esrog is 100 gram le meisel pi aloch hat to be that the shear is 55 gram. And no one knows why. The Mishnah Berurah says, Roy lebal nefesh lehachmir, to be 100 gram. The Yisrael Sofik is what is shir kabeitze. It's double from what is given a molenach. But the Maizeh, the Mishnah Berurah passes lehaloche, the minig in Klal Yisrael was niskabel, not to make a brocha on the esrog, if it doesn't have 100 gram. But again, if you're stuck somewhere, without an esrog, avade un avade, it's better to shake an esrog, a small esrog, has less than 100 gram without a broch. The minig was discovered without a broch. The minig was discovered without a broch. What? The title made a cheshman. In Shurim Shatere, the title has a whole cheshman. Now, Shvius is Reugim. Why the Shvius is Megata Allah Arbaas Aminim? Now, the halach is like this. Lulev, Adasim, Ve'aroves, the Fidim Aril Diskin don't have Kedusha Shviz. Lulev Hadassim Ve'arobis. Only Esrei. The Chazanish was machmir to himself, and Chaim Kanievsky was machmir to himself, that Hadassim have Kedusha Shviz. Because they're made for Reach. But the Igor Ve'alocha is Lulovim Hadassim Ve'arobis don't have Kedusha Shviz. Esrig had Kedusha Shvi'is. Now, there's two parts when you start declaring Kedusha Shvi'is, there's two chalokim. There's one chalik to buy adasim ve'aroves and lulovim, to buy it from a person that was working in it in Shvi'is. The Chazanish holds, if someone was working on the adasim and the lulovim and the aroves in Shvi'is, you're not allowed to use them for a mitzvah. Isu neva. The Rabbanon, it's also. This is when I saw the store near the yeshiva, I saw with a hersher before I came, saw someone selling the adasim. So it says in the Ktav Hersher that the adasim was owned by a goy till the Shas HaKtzira. Then the goy is Mardab writes a letter that was owned by a goy with the miyun. That is not a problem. But start if you go to the street and buy adasim, it's a problem. This is the reason Degel have adasim or it's obeisim. But if you buy stam adasim in the street from a person that doesn't know the halachas, you have to know that adasim is a lot of melachas. The only way to make adasim to be meshulish is, if Chanukah time you go, you cut down all the bush, and you burn it with fire. Then it grows meshulish. This is the secret to do it. So at Bazunda time, I'm also mazal how it works. You cut all of them, and you burn them with fire, and then they grow meshulish. The only way that they grow meshulish. On them, it's shoyte. Let's say, mazal halachas of adasim. And say, but mainly the Indian not to buy adasim stam. Only with a place with a hechsher, the zel dezach lulovim. Only with a hechsher. I mentioned someone, Voltner, says a lot of it's with lulovim. He brings all of them from Egypt. This is the case, because the goyim made him a loch. Now, if Esroigim have kedusha shvi'is, this is the reason you have to buy other than Eisro Beis Din or somewhere. But the vote is that chutzim, when you buy them in the right place, there's a shayla if you're allowed to take them out to chutz la'aretz. Now, it's different shittas. Some shittas hold, you're not allowed to take them out. The Stifler and the Chazanish took out the Sroigim. They said, you can't sell them. You can't be, if a guy sells the Sroigim in Chutz La'aretz, it's not the Zayde. If a Bocher takes one or two or three Sroigim to his parents, it's Mutter Lekatchile, Azay the Chazanish, the Stifler and Shlomo Zalman did. The Chazanish and the Stifler and Shlomo Zalman didn't bring back the Sroigim. They ate it straight Moti Shvi'is. They fried it and they ate it. They made jelly and they ate the jelly straight away, the whole jelly. You're not allowed to leave it because it's Zman Abiyuf. I'll be under a police scheme, I'm machmir to bring it back to the soil after Shvi'is. As they state in the Asa Shulchan, they hold it's better to bring it back. But I think it's only better to bring it back if you're flying Moti Sukkot back. But if you stay for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks in America, then it's Nish Beseder. Because Lemaise, after the Chaznish said you're allowed to eat it, Lemaise is Zman Abir and Chutz La'aretz, it's a straight Motzi Sukkot, and you mash it, throw him after Zman Abir, it's a very chomodike Yisro. So either you eat it straight away, either you put it in the garden, and you tell all of your friends, you're allowed to take this Sregim, and you don't put it back into your house. You masker it, and you Motzi it Mirshusay. I want to stick with Torah to finish the halachas of lulav adasim ve'aroves. Which might more lemay tzedik. Now, lulav, the shiur of a lulav is 40 centimeters. Now, people have a mistake. The 40 centimeters, you measure them, when you take a lulav, you start to measure it from the first place that leaves come out. Sometimes the leaf, the stick, is a bit longer. This you don't measure. You measure from the first place that two leaves come out. The measurement finishes not where the leaves finish, where the stick finishes. If you have a zal lulev, we'll never have a shear. Then in the bottom, you start with the first mush of the stick, and then two leaves come out every time. The first place the two leaves come out, from there you start to measure. Then you go to the shedre. Where the shedre finishes, this has to be 40 centimeters. What the leaves carry on does not account. Made a lot of little lulavim kimat never have shear chazanish. Especially in Shvi'is, you know, the Naya Deri Lulovim, they call them, are very schwach. But they sell all these little basin stores, you see them, it's greener, it's mildest. But these Lulovim, a lot of times, don't have 40 in the shadow. Now, the Iker of the Lulev is the Tiyoimis. What is the Tiyoimis? It's the middle leaf. The middle leaf is made from two leaves, from a double leaf. Now, normally the Tiyoimis is made, the middle leaf, is a double leaf, and then the side is one leaf, and the other side is another leaf. So basically it's like one leaf, one leaf, double leaf, and the middle is one more double leaf. This is the tiyoimis. Mitamol, you have two tiyoimis. And in the middle is two double leaves. So two of them have a halacha of a tiyoimis. We will speak about the tiyoimis. I mean, the way to find it is you do two till you come to the top. They said, one of the rabbonim said, if you want to know who is the tiyoimis, if you look on top, if one leaf is open, chazak is the tiyoimis. You know, don't start to look. The open one is the tiyoimis. And then the mitzvah. If you're asking why it's like that, it's possible, because the way the lulav grows is two leaves, a leaf in the middle. It breaks to two, and then these two become again two leaves, and again another one comes out. So the first one to open every time is the middle one. This is the way it goes. It grows weiter and weiter. Now, the halacha is like this. Me'ikar adin, if the middle leaf is closed, even if it's open a little bit, biz the roiv, it's kosher. Roiv is possible. But kozman, it's not roiv open, it's kosher. Lekatchile, zok de mishne bure, tefach. Ve'yesh machmirim afilu mashu. נשאר הציון, ובשבילך יש מחמירים, אין צורך לבורך הלולב של חבר. This tefach, the Mishneh Berurah says, you don't have to make a bracha on lulav של חבר. The oilam try to makpid again as a closed lulav. But the Mishneh Berurah says, you don't have to be, if it's this tefach, you don't have to be makpid to go on lulav של חבר. Lemaisa, the world of machmir, the first one when you look for a lulav is, for machbiz and sof. Now, the Chai Odom says, why it has to be for machbiz and sof? Because when you shake it, it opens. And while the lulav is oimed l'na'anuim, soifer li potach. Patir of Soryanke Fisher, so if you glue it with glue, it's okay. And then Patir of Soryanke Fisher aloch l'mais. A lot of people argue, the lomdus is very shred, for sure the rishonim didn't mean because tam oimed li potach. So the mice, if you have a lulav that is open only a little bit, and anyway, this is what happened to your lulav. Yeah, you're not going to buy a new lulav. So take a little bit of that crazy glue. Better that it's not seen, not the white glue that you see. Now it's like a something hodo. And you close it in Bayat Kosher. Now, this is possible, afilu mashu. Now, this is in the first day of Sukkot. B'shar yomim, the Mishneh Berurah brings down Yesh Machshirim and Rab Kiveh Eger Patur. Why I'm saying, what is the Nafkemina? The Nafkemina is, if it's only open only a little bit B'shar yomim. So Mishneh Berurah, Me'ikar Adin is kosher, Machmirim is tefach, Mashu, so Yankiv with glue. Kule Ai, B'shar yomim, some shiris all bichlad could be kosher. It's only Rab Kiveh Eger that Patur. So you have to know all about the levels of the psu. Now, here I want to go, and this is the Maisa, the last Chumre, the last Doire, the people are Machmir anymore, so Zach the Mishneh Berurah, Mishum, I never spoke out. Now, if it's the middle leaf only has one leaf, not a double leaf. Mitamol, the middle leaf has only one, it's not a double. We spoke about a double one, that is open, it's Nichlika Atiyoimis. The middle leaf is a mamash, a one stick. It's possible. It's not only Nichlika. Has to have two. Has to be two connected. Now what happens most times when you go to buy a lulav, it's closed bits off, but it's like this. One leaf doesn't reach to the other one. This is the, when you go to look for the lulav, this is the problem no matter. They never finish both of them at the same time. One of them, amol is shorter, and sometimes it's in the height, and sometimes it's in the roichav. So what's the dialogue? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gepasken that it's kosher kol zman is roiv mechase. The same Rav Eliashiv is serious about it. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down that Rav Eliashiv and the Stipler and the Chazanish hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That it's kosher. They pasken that it's melak at Piskei Tshuvos. Other Sforim bring the same Rav Eliashiv that like a like 3-4 millimeters, some people say 5 millimeters, like a half a centimeter, a little bit less, this demos is kosher, more from that is a chash psul. Now, for sure, the machmirim are makpid as the mamish exactly till the end. And these are they call the Darius lulavim, or they call them Voltna lulavim, Alexandra lulavim. These are the new lulavim that they bring around that attack in mamish. But most of the lulavim they call them elarish, or they sell them around. These lulavim, very out of 100, you find maybe one that mamish fit till the end. Now there's another problem. Nikta, if the edge, if that lulav, that leaf is broken. Chazmin the shtickle maker, but the ma'aser we go pshita the mishnah brura that it's possible. Now the mishnah, why niktam is possible? As chodo. So mishnah brura says niktam has to be nirala enayim. It's got a that bang that you can't see it. The mishnah brura wants to say that it's kosher. It's a briske chumre that no, even if it's not nirala enayim, it's possible. And they take a magnifying glass and they look in the edge and they say in the original edge when it finishes is like a little hole inside of the end of the leaf. So if that hole is missing, then they know that it's nikta. You have to mamish like the big magnifying like 20 times, 30 times, you can see it. Mamish dakish v'dakir. So nikta, the Mishnah Berurah says, is possible afilu b'mashu if it's nirala enayim. Now, sometimes lulavim have a needle, and the end of the lulavim is like a little, not like a kore, like a little needle that finishes in the end of the lulav. If this breaks down, it's kosher. Now, if you have two tiyomis, the Mishnah Berurah says that if behind the two tiyomis means two middle leaves, behind the two double ones, it's four. If you have two tiyomis, and one of them breaks, the Mishnah Berurah is making. Chazanish says one nafkamina. If it's two tiyomis, both of them have a halacha with tiyomis, well, both of them are possible. Now, there's another psul, hemnik. Hemnik means the end, we said la halacha, viz tefach, viz roi, it's kosher. We are machmir, closing ganzen. Okay. Now, you don't have a closing ganzen, but the edge of the lulav opens like this. It looks like a fork. Mamish open epis, but it's open like this, it's possible. Hemnik. Now the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso has a very big machmer in it. He holds mamish, if it a little bit looks very mamish, something similar to this, possible vada. It's better to take one open 50%, kimat, 49%, than to take one that is on top. Mamish kimat close, mamish mashu, if you could see. Normally, the pshat is, a normal open one is open. But it's closed. You see it's open. You can separate the leaves. But when it stands, and you see that it's open like this, thus is hemnik, and it's possible. We can't make a broch after. There's another psul, yovish. Lulav yovish possible. Now if most of the leaves are dry, it's for sure possible. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir, if the top of the tiyomis is dry, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's possible. Now what is dry? The Mishnah Berurah says that it got white and dried up. Thus says Yavish. It got white and dried up. So this we machmir, if it's white and dried up in the top, it's possible. So this is the reason again, these Elarish Nulavim, a lot of times you have to know, a little bit white, white means mamish, white and dry. Now, the Briske Chumre, this is the reason the Briske, was we looked at Briske Nulavim, there must be, what if it didn't get dry on top? What happens to most lulavim, because it's a very sharp edge, there's a strong sun in earthy soil, it gets burned at the top. The Mishnah Berurah says if it gets burned, it's not yavish. Yavish means that all the liquid, it's old already, and it dried and became white. But if it burns in the sun, cold man it's strong. And if you touch it, it doesn't crumble to crumb, to be like flour, then it's kosher. The briskers are very machmer on it. They want it to be green till the end. That is a brisker lulav. Close till the end, exactly, and green till the end. Zog is a briskerov gizogt, sheine is srogim is shanasach gizem. Aber a sheine lulav is a zeir shmer to treffen. And every baby knows that it's harder to find a lulav in the Israel. This is the reason recently the lulavim in Israel are very expensive. 100, 160 shekel for a good lulav, for a good brisket lulav. Because to find a za'a effort close till the end and green till the top, what? Lulav. Now, as another Zach, Miruv does Knepel. So again, here we can't pass, you know, Klal Yisrael Kedoshim Hem. We hold, what is we? The list of Sheminig is Knepel is possible. We can't shmach an abroch after. Can't shmach an abroch? The Rosh took for himself only a Knepel. What is a Knepel? That the main leaf bends down. Knepel, the top leaf is bended down. Azay. Why? The Rosh Tef HaKadosh is the best of Zach. It never opened. There's no Nikhtam. There's no Nechlak. There's no Yomesh. The Rosh only took a Knepel. So bend the lid is bent. We hold that it's Kofu. The second we see is a Psul of Kofu. If the Lulav is bended, it's possible. So the Shaila if Kofu is in the Shedra, or Kofu is in the leaves. We are Machmir that Kofu is even in the leaves. So we will not make a bracha on a Knepel. The Chassidim, some of them, Dabka, the Rosh, Chosh V'Arishayim, Dabka Knepel. Or when we come back, because of the Machlekes, we are Makpid, even the Chassidim, that, I'm saying the word that I'm very to name like Knepel, only to make it, to take a little Knepel. And little Knepel means that the main leaf is bended, maybe the one near him. But some Lulavim, the ganze masses of that Knepel, all of the Lulavim are bended. Dear, we choishes that it's possible. That it's, you know, the whole Lulav is possible. So if you take a Knepel, even if you want, if you're meaning it to take a Knepel, to take only a Knepel that the main leaf is Knepel. But not that the ganze Lulav is Knepel. Now, there's another Psul in a Lulav, a Psul of Kofuf. What is Kofuf? If the Lulav is bended. He said, the Machlek is wars and the leaves, the Knepel. The Rosh is actually good, we are, some people are Machmer. Chas v'sholem, you can't just don't get my king in the Rosh, no. I'm saying the meaning of the Poshto Yid. Now, if the Lulav is bended, it's possible. What is bended? There's four ways to be bended. Right, left, and front, and back. Three are possible and one is kosher. Lekivun HaShedra is kosher. I want the mask to be closed, Anish can tell it. If you hold a lulav, the way you hold it b'shas broche, you see the shiny part, the shedra. The leaves on the other side. If it's bending towards you, this is the kosher side. You're allowed to have it bending towards the shedra, the shiny side. Right and left and backwards is possible. Now, the shaila is, what is the shield from Kofuf? It doesn't say a shield. Some people say even mashu. You have to know what is the shield. But if it's bending towards you, then it's kosher. But that is me'ikar adin. Hidur is yoshor kesharvi. This means you see the mevinim go, hold the lulav like this and look. They want it to be yoshor kesharvi. This is the hidur in a lulav, so it's yoshor kesharvi. Again, if you mesupik animal, take one that bends to the shiny side, then for sure you're okay. The other side, somebody thinks it's a nice lulav, it's just bending. It could be mamish possible. Let me get to hadassim. Now, hadassim does sign like this. Shitas ha-geoinim, and lemaisa ha-zeiz lekatchile, you have to have the ganze sholesh hadassim meshuloshim. Now, what is the shiur of hadassim? 30 centimeters. Now, we pass in the lake of Sulianke Fisher. Sulianke Fisher holds, now, from where you measure the 30 centimeters, you buy a hadassim. Normally, it starts from a little piece of tree, and then the leaves start. We count the 30 centimeters in the place of the leaves. And Sulianke Fisher can, in the place of the piece of the stick, the tree. He gets like 3 more centimeters into a hadassim. I'm saying even if it's a longer hadassim, the Gabi the Shilush. He every time counts the wood before the first leaf, you have a long lulav. You have to have the first 30 mishuloshim. So you come almost to the end. Now when the next leaves are coming out, already not mishulish. But till that next leaf, it's already over 30 centimeters. So we all know. We count the 30 centimeters from the leaves where the leaves start. The bottom leaves, even we have a stick later, but we have to have 30. So the Yankee Fisher is making from the start of that piece of wood. Now, what is Meshulash? Meshulash means that three leaves come out from the same place. So, there's two ways. The Maite, it's kimat, you never could find a Adas Meshulash. The real Adas Meshulash is that the mamish come out the same way. You take a string, the mamish coming out. You take a string at the bottom, the string is mamish a circle. Mamish, three zaiten, shove it, shove. The mice, if you look around in the market, out of 10,000 Adasim, you find 10, 20, 30 like this. Kumen of Shlomo Zalman, Gizok Tchut HaMakif. The place that the Adasim come out are like 2 millimeters. So you have the Moshul. We'll take, for example, the Adas Moshul is 10 centimeters, 30 centimeters over. So we're going now to point 10. We have one leaf coming out from one side. And the other side, 10.2, is another one coming. So he meets. Then the third one is 9.8. He meets the middle one. So all of them meet somewhere. All of them meet somewhere. So Me'ikir Adir, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that it's okay. So I want to it's three madregas. There's one madrega that he managed to come out from the same place. Very schwer to find. Lekatchile to have a chuta makif. Chuta makif is that, in this case we said now, the top one meets the middle one, and the bottom one meets the middle one. But they never meet each other. It's not good. At least one place they will meet each other. But the other, even this is good. So again, lekatchile, all the three managed to come out from the same place. Me'ikar adir shum zalman was ma'ashir chut ha'makif. And the end, one place in the middle, you could meet all of the three. But the other, if they meet each other, it's also good. But it's ma'amash of the other. So the katchila, what was miskabel and klal yisrael is to use the chut ha'makif. You take a string, and you try to find one place that he will meet all of the three. You're right, the top one is me'ikar more than the top. Another one, but there's one line around that they meet. That is chut ha'makif. The part of the tash is the glass. The part of the tash is the tash. Now, the other is kosher. Roiv is kosher. Roiv means could have some of the not meshulish. Now, there's another chumra lekatchila in adasim, that the leaves will touch each other. Every set of leaves, sometimes you have a dasim. Everything is mishulish. But in between, when you put the leaves, if you put the leaves near the stick, the next leaves start here. And the next leaves start here. You will see a piece of wood in between. It's not so good. Lekatchila is that the leaves are one gets to each other. That you mechase the whole stick with the leaves. What? Now, the top part, before that, again, but this is not me'akev, but the other, it's meshulesh, and it's not reaching one each other, it's also kosher. Now, there's another chumre, that the leaves will be whole leaves, not broken leaves. Every leaf will be a sholem. Sometimes you have meshulesh, but you know, like a worm ate a piece out of the leaf. Nishayim. The leaves have to be whole leaves. Now, there's another chumre, but this is only a chumre, you know, if you could. The top part of the hadasim, sometimes the wood, the stick, has to be brown, not green. Sometimes you see in the hadasim, the top part is green. The machmirim hold the finish good. This is the pshat of the leaves, the finish good hadasim. Hadasim is a wood, the stick. This is a chumre, the briske is a machmir on it. And sometimes it happens, you know, you put your adasim in water, it starts to grow. And then you get a green part. So the briske is a very machmir. Adasim is shuloshim beats this up. It's very hard to find it. Most of the adasim, if you look after now, we said in the morning, you see, and the top of it is like greenish. The stick is not a stick. Abega? It's better to machmir. Now, Arovis, then I like to Ma'irel, Arovis, Klal Yisrael, I'm a Zalzal in the Arovis, I feel the Arovis, I can make it a Rishoyim, I'm sure I'll send Take, But you know, if arba aminim, if one of them is possible, the guy says arba aminim on ish kosher. What is the chumras in the aravim? So one chumra everyone knows, lavlu. How do they sell them in packages? Again, this year especially, you can't buy in the street. Because maybe it's nevad, you can't stop. You have to know who's selling it. But they will sell, sheiris will sell it, mosa will sell. They will sell aravis, lavlu. Now, so what is lavlu? At the top of the aravis, it's like a little leaf. It's a lavlu. One leaf, and the top is finishes with a leaf. What is the chumre of lavlu? First, it's very nice. It's a hidu. Second of all, you never know, maybe it's niktam. But if it finishes with a leaf, you know it's not niktam. That is again to try to find a red stick, but this is not our Indian. Now, there's another chumre in aravis. The leaves have to go up. And the lulav, everyone knows, if you take a lulav, the leaves are laying down, it's pishkin lulav. Aravos have the same problem. If the leaves are weak, and they're laying down, as a shlofta ale, pashas could be not yoit. Same thing if the aravos falls down. Sometimes you have people come to the bismedrash, the adasim and the aravos are laying down. That's pashta brocha levatole. Ta brocha levatole. The eitzah is to make rings and to hold it up. Now, leketchila again, the chumra in aravos is all of the leaves to be there and all of the leaves whole, not to have broken leaves. But the evet, if most of the leaves are around, it's kosher. Now, another psul in aravos, if it's dry. I see a lot of times people they don't know how to look after the arba minim, and the fourth or fifth day, the aravos are dry. So they pay $100 for a eswig, and the aravos is standing near the lulav. So especially people that don't use koshiklach, so it's against the mice to open and to close it. They have koshiklach, just could change them. And they come to shul. Now, if the aravos are dry, that if you touch them, they could crumble, it's posul. That is posul the aravos. So people are not nizar on it so much. So the best place to put arba minim is, if you have a koshikl, is you put it in a plastic bag, you wet it a little bit, and you put it in the fridge. It stays fresh, kilu gomish gishet. And the tiles and all these things are shvach emaises. Every time the aravos have to cover, if you put it in the fridge, it's mamash, it's like you put it off from the tree, it stays fresh as el vizach. Mirz Hashem, we'll be zeichet to mekayim the mitzvahs behidura.
No, I said as a part of my commitment, you can't separate it. All that should be as part.
on my video again, and everything is about the... I was planning to think about
something. I'm just saying, I want to come clear, look, who am I? You make a brach on someone else's loo.
You want to ask for something. I was planning to clear it out. Someone came to my house, she was on 6 feet. Then I took a short, I was planning to check it, because I didn't start with that right. I went into the whole side of the room. The floor is totally hobbled up. I didn't have any time to open my nose to check what I was doing for this. Now, I want to check it back, because the stick will probably hover up.
Okay, well, sir, you see what's coming out?
It's over a mice, but it will scare up. That mole was a great rabbit. It's a lot of people, it's like foreign mice. Mola.
Let's say, for all the dog is the big
spread. He brings out a mice and it will scare up. There was a big rabbit that did masses and began to have hundreds of kids in the way. I have with cool. Yeah. Shaker, it's already moving. So that rabbit every year mamish like 20 shows a hundred position without was a year the 4 years that mamish didn't have no mapping. He was crying and crying because the Rebbe met him in the street and the Rebbe asked him, what are you crying? So he said, a chomish kid. Matzah. So the Rebbe gave him his matzah. The Rebbe got a different matzah. The Rebbe said, after the Rebbe said, he's not getting anything beyond it. But he said, over his matzah, the Skirov. The Skirov said, no, it's Tanya Azay, get him, get down, and get put on him. He got a good matzah, Tanya. Get him, cry. Hashem gave him a good matzah. He's made his own bed. No, but the Essex is a schwacher Essex, so it doesn't become a good Essex. But it's for sure more important to get the Alman and the money from having a shiny Essex.
When the Lord is going to buy somewhere and someone's going to claim the insurance for your health, you
have to.
What? Lord is going to buy an Essex,
I'm sure Lord will
come
and ask. Shut up, let's go. They go there to buy the Essex itself,
When I
was a bacher, someone told me that the Gedali Nadu is not a bolt. I went to Gedali Nadu, you know the Gedali Nadu? The Gedali Nadu. He lived under the Chaim Kanievsky. He got the little man 3 times Shlishi, and the 4th week disciple got the Shlishi. 3 weeks he would get Shlishi, and the 4th week disciple. He lived under the Chaim Kanievsky. He's all to you. Very Hoshmi. He's all to you. So he said over a vote in his name, Vasil Pshat. That the Mishkan, Shiloh, Mishkan, Beis Hamikdash, Zohar, Kesef, Gold, Oiris Koshin, said they came to Shiloh, they made a Mishkan, that the bottom was tall, but on top they had yet, you know, Oiris Koshin, then they made a Beis Hamikdash from marble stone. What was the halacha? Shayish. It's above the pshat. What?
Some Jews come down there. mess is not a problem. But sometimes you have to know it's wrong.
Which one is ready or?
Something, what? Kevin, no, call me up. Call me up in the morning, see what is happening. Kevin, 9:30 on the 23rd. And I'll be, from 9 to 10, I'll be sitting there, I'll be by my neighbors, all that.
Call it.
This is an audio, man.
We're on going.
Yeah, I'm always talking about it, but there's so much been hugging. Something fancy.
What's with the rule about grapples? It's not that it's an event, it's my hold a straight.
It's not a hood of a straight.
Is this an incident in the room of the paper?
What?
Room of the paper? You know,
It's hard to hear, but Chassam Sofer is not like you.
But it happened
because you're learning great others, Pshana, in the Chet
of the Mitzvah. You're asking me that question that doesn't keep a Shabbos? Or you think it belongs to that Pshana?
What, in the Chilak that you're making between the Chalas and the Esrog?
No, in the head of the Chazanish. I'm asking that.
Oh, in the head of the Chazanish?
That doesn't cover Shabbos as a Chish Mechal Shabbos.
I heard it.
What?
That sounds like so over
there. Damn, not a whole chunk. No. What is cover Shabbos? Cover Shabbos is the Echmanish Kimelach Shabbos. So the man gave me to that head that he's not Mechal Shabbos. It doesn't cover Shabbos. Doesn't push it.
Nice.
Now, I'm better to get to the
Esrei.
Yeah, but
there's no... Yeah, but there's no... It's harder by Shabbos.
I'm asking.
That's it. You're bar. Okay, no.
I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying. Yeah, but it's true. I'm saying the Esrei. The cute mitzvah's Esrei is the
Esrei. But you're learning the puzzle of Hadar. Vow state Hadar. The meal of Allah and Yom Kippur. It's quite a clown player, it's not like that.
I'm not so sure. I also myself didn't say.
I'm a land holder, I say. I'm saying.
I'm saying that when the challah is the most time Yenim is wrong, could be because. When he gave Yenim, we made the mitzvah. The challah said he gave Yenim, not that he got a different one. Mm-hmm. The challah is called that he's right.
Who said that?
The by Yenim. Same thing by the Rabbi Shemaisa, yeah? Well, what was the mitzvah? He gave the money. This Esrog is the mitzvah, it's Gomish. What was the mitzvah was done here? And the Esrog, the Chassid Sefer, the Esrog alone is gemacht a mitzvah. But you give a Yerim, you give the father a nice one. Don't say Shishkin Maiz a mitzvah. What is the Yidu when you do in this Zach a mitzvah, don't say Shishkin Maiz a mitzvah.
Right.
But when you give it over, don't say Shishkin Maiz a mitzvah.
Okay, that's the time
out. I didn't want to go in, I didn't want to, you know. Yerim called me, that's not serious, you know. I met him after, you know.
All the packages that I see, those are like the staffs, man. Those are the shows with bombs. I checked them. Not even with the string.
The Degel ones normally are okay.
What does okay mean?
Aleph?
What does okay mean?
The middle way, not the first way.
That what? That whole thing there is Misholish that
you can find a three.
All three need one spot.
Yeah.
That's what the best Mandrago, that's what they
all. The one that's South America,
no, there's always two and one. Go less than Amish Ganeva. Tons of tags, just two and one.
I know, this is the reason Island Marshall.
You didn't have taken
one from America,
didn't you? No, but two good ones.
I myself, I ordered three packages.
And
three packages, I guess.
Yeah, you pick out the best ones from today.
The best thing is you put a kosher girl, and on top you tie it again.
One towards the bottom, one towards the top.
Yeah, mamash you tie. Not only the kosher, you're taking top of the kosher, and you tie.
That only holds the smile, right?
That is the kosher.
Doesn't the kosher cause the leaves to fall off?
Like, you know how to put them in. You put them in one way, and you never, even if it's wrong, you just pull it to the bottom and you put it up again. You never go backwards.
You go backwards.
Even if you go down,
what's
the
second
day,
you push it down.
You put it in the fridge?
What's
put it in the fridge?
You put it in a plastic and put it in the fridge?
Plastic fridge, no water.
A little bit of water. You wear it before you put it.
Take
Out the lulav, you take that dasim and that rovis, you wear it.
Just sprinkle water on it.
Sprinkle water, and after a couple of minutes, you take it off that water, and you put it into a plastic bag.
No,
put it in the fridge, you take it out fresh.
And what do you do
for weeks?
And what do you do with the lulav?
The lulav is in the package.
Just leave it.
Little down in the water. The wet tile on the lulav spoils the lulav.
No, we'll put it in water. Leave it in like
the lulav. Leave it in the lulav.
Go to the mall,
yeah, you leave it inside the plastic, you know, as a zipper and stem.
What's the best way to go?
It's a bed,
you don't know where you're going.
It's by
the
bedrooms,
so it's mamish sealed boxes. You know?
But that's right. Here, I thought
God
a couple of
good things. That's part of someone saying that they're not getting the hash on these Israeli.
They've
only
get
from there to bed.
There
to bed is
mamish
sealed box.
No. I'm saying, I saw this. Here they sell gross. Yeah. Falafel stuff. Yeah, but the mamish, some people don't use gross. I'm saying it's shit.
So what's the Israel mice about? But this is the way they go. They go to a couple of different months. It's not Mahud,
take and then you want to check this regim. It's for the month. It's much good. He's 100 this regim.
Okay, take the good ones.
When he picks himself, what do you want?
If it's not Mahud, they'll take it back.
They have to ask him before. If you're learning, learn. Don't not learn and say, no, schmooze around about the seats, about the chlis, the latin and those. Forget the look for me who did the gazette. I went one time to a party, I couldn't. I became a schwach.
I understand there's a shilush in Syrigan. There's a space that like one ring that's not mashulosh, and then it goes right there, and you can tire for sure.
Shalatzion, his pashas is not good. It's for sure. Pashas is not. It has to be in one place. The din roib is kosher, but the mashulosh kulay has to be in one place.
It have to be the top.
And the suffix in the koryanke, if it could be in the middle, it has to be the top.
Very hard, all those little leaves.
The little leaves on top, Alabama Shulish.
Those are all
the only if the man got a bang.
The little ones
are Alabama Shulish. It has to grow, like, you have to check with someone to get a bang. It has to grow, Mashulish.
Yeah. If you burn it,
you get the Mashulish. It's a whole trick. It's the only way it works.
Who's Ein Fall?
It's Shin, the Hunt,
or Shio. What to do before that?
Depends on the carcass, still when it's on the.
It gets Mashulish the water off in the exact spot, or with the
shrimp? No, Mamish Mashulash.
So what's shot? So why does anyone do
it? I'm saying, not often, I'm saying.
So why is it so nice? It's not shy after fight, why not shy after fight? I'm hoping it's open.
I'm explaining to every adassin that you see, 22 that I'm in the home, so before you. The good news, I had to tell you, I won't sit there, I'll come home to all the clock, there's piles of adassin in the house. I would look. I put this out of this place, you might be put off, but I'm checking. You do it quick. What's that interesting, you're leaving the side. You say slowly, you choose 10, 20, you want to yourself. But another bang, someone does it. He checks over the hours, so attack your hours. The nice, managed good ones you take off. Yes, and then you get the schwa hours. Yeah?
You find the hours, you schwa small, and that's the hours.
I'm telling you this year.
Yeah, basically, if I give them possible. Is that
the way it works.
That's
no. Right,
when you shake, does it have to actually shake?
The inner that will shake it.
So you can't tie it so tight.
I'm all clapped. It's a nice humor. People came up with this more masculine, ethical shake.
What does Kuru?
It's too many arguments. I didn't want to. I'm fucking up against enough. Against his nut.
No, I can't watch it, but I saw a place that he's peeling off the
Kuru. Right? Because we're not saying that kind of Kuru.
No, one second. Now, if you peel it, there's no shash, then it's going to get done.
You have to ask permission for the person to do it.
No, so how do you know for yourself?
You could look after it, but look sneak them.
And if you look after it, only nearly 9.
And
then
those
types,
you have to decide that it's not
going to
split at all.
Yeah, Mitachi, any call is a minor, is not nicked them, because when you buy one, you never know if you're going to get a bank from a back from someone. Checking call, you don't know no one touched it yet. Yeah, but this is shy. The Iker Shah is, imagine now it's closed. The heaven, so if we don't know what's inside, we hold it's a suffix. Maybe it's open, maybe it's a suffix if you're allowed to use it. The people that use Korah Hover, but it's stuck through the Korah, that's Heist Eichem Mechuba. Hemnik, only Hemnik could be a problem.
Also, the Rebbe said that the news on that last match is huge for me. So what's the rule, like, you think after, maybe use the example of words like.
Sure. Okay. It's not Mahuda, but it's much. It's like only fault in, you know. It's not shame, but it's not.
It's fault.
I'm saying it's okay. I'm saying it's not nice, but it's Mahuda and Gantz.